I simply have to ask the question, does anybody care about the Constitution anymore? I'm really serious. Many of the news stories I've read and heard this past week have disturbed me greatly. Last Saturday, while campaigning in Iowa, Donald Trump questioned the legitimacy and integrity of presidential candidate Ben Carson's religion, while he boasted about the superiority of his own religion. Carson's a Seventh-day Adventist. Trump is a Presbyterian. Keep in mind that Trump is the candidate who alluded to the little cracker he liked to eat in church that made him feel better, unable to speak reverently about Holy Communion in his tradition, and then displayed not even an elementary knowledge of the Bible, neither of which disqualified him from running for president, but certainly raised questions about his credibility as a critic of someone else's religion. Trump simultaneously jeopardized his credibility to boast about Presbyterianism, a faith he described as down the middle of the road. According to Trump, Carson's religion is suspect because the armchair self-appointed theologian named Trump didn't know about Seventh-day Adventists. "I just don't know," Trump complained with innuendo. Why was Donald Trump suddenly talking about religion so fervently? I think a pretty safe guess would be that his motivation had much more to do with politics and the decline in Trump's status in political polls than about religious orthodoxy. Also, during that same weekend, Trump promised, "When I'm in office, every store will be saying Merry Christmas." Here again, a reality check is in order. No president has the authority to make that happen. No president with any understanding of the most religiously diverse nation in the world would write off all religions other than Christianity. But Trump's boast raises a critically important question related to all candidates seeking the presidency. Why would anyone running for the presidency make such a promise knowing that to be sworn into the office of the presidency requires a vow to defend the Constitution that includes a prohibition against legislation or any other action that attempts to establish one religion over another or religion over non-religion and attempts to impose religion on people by government authority? Of course, Trump is not the only presidential candidate in the primary elections who has been so dismissive of religious freedom and the Constitution in which it is assured for all Americans. Others, such as Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, and Mike Huckabee, have actually encouraged their followers to refuse to obey rulings of the Supreme Court in our nation. Ironically, while Trump was questioning Carson's faith tradition and playing to a crowd of people who advocate that only members of the majority religion in the land should be granted religious freedom, walking in the footsteps of his competitor from Arkansas, Carson called for an amendment to the Constitution that would enshrine as a law to be obeyed by all Americans a belief that is held in his own religion. Look, friends, our nation is not electing a pastor-in-chief or an executive religious leader who holds some other title. We the people are charged with electing the president and commander-in-chief of our nation who is required to uphold the Constitution. Thankfully, framers of our Constitution, having experienced the abuse of religion and the need for religious freedom, wrote into the Constitution of this Republic a prohibition against using any religious test for determining who can run for a public office. They knew that throughout history, when government and religion have become institutionally entangled, government has lost its vitality and religion has lost its integrity. Not even trying to win election to the highest office in our government justifies threatening the authority of our Constitution. A political campaign is no place for religious rhetoric that jeopardizes religious freedom as defined in our Constitution. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. For almost 10 years now, State of Belief has been bringing stories and voices that you're not going to hear anywhere else to listeners across the country. Long-time listeners occasionally ask us why we now make a direct request for financial support in every show. The answer is simple. We've always depended on listener donations, but for years, a lot of listeners didn't know that. It took this host a long time to overcome not wanting to talk about money on the show, but it's important for you to know how crucial your support is and how grateful I am for every financial donation. As the end of the year gets closer, please consider a tax-deductible contribution to State of Belief and to Interfaith Alliance. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to friends or acquaintances, please, please share it with them. It's very easy to do on Facebook, Twitter, and at stateofbelief.com. Stateofbelief.com is also where you'll find extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.